Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, I purchased something on February the 8th, and it said amazing value, but it doesn't say what it was. And it says auto categorize future transactions like this. I mean, I don't know what it is, and I'm not buying any more of it. Whatever it is, I don't even know who purchased this, but I need to find out what it is.
Okay, could I have her zip code?
What?
Could I have her zip code?
Zip code? 92, let's see, 920119, I think it is. It's El Cajon, California. 920 1. I believe it's 92019.
Okay, your first and last name?
Well, Stansberry is my name. Stansberry.
Okay.
It was for $54.97, and I don't know.
No, ma'am. I still don't see anything here matching your information. Let's try the phone number.
Okay. The number that I called was 855-457-3119, and it says FL on 220208. And then there's another number that's 3766. But
so what's your phone number, ma'am? I'm sorry.
The house phone number is 619-966-9550.
No, ma'am, I still don't see anything here. I can try do you know the last four digits of the card that was billed?
You know what? All I can see here is 855-457-31, and they left off the other numbers. I think it was 193119.
Okay.
Or it might be this number, 3766.
Okay, so I don't see anything here. Matching your information. I do apologize about that. You can try giving us a call back within 30 minutes to an hour. We are open 24/7. Sometimes there is a delay in the system when it comes to certain accounts. So just try giving us a call.
This is over a month old. And
so what I would suggest is contacting your bank, because I don't see anything matching your first and last name, your credit card information, or your phone number or your zip code. So I would go ahead and contact your financial institution to see if they can assist you with the charges. You may just have the wrong customer service number.
Well, the customer service number that's on here is 855-457-3119.
Yes, ma'am. So sometimes some of our old customers still have our phone numbers on their website, and we no longer have access to those accounts.
This is
error.
Not an old account. I'm
no,
telling
ma'am.
You.
I'm saying the person that may have billed you and they gave you a customer service number, sometimes the numbers are outdated and they haven't updated them yet, and we just don't have access to those. Like, they're no longer a customer of ours, so we can't pull up those accounts. So,
well, they can sure take money out of my account and say
yes,
it's on auto categorized for future transactions like this. I don't want anything else taken out of my account. I want it stopped. And
yes,
I want it canceled. But I shouldn't have to pay to have that done.
No, ma'am, you don't have to pay to get your account canceled, but I do have to be able to pull it up. So if I can't pull up an account, I won't be able to assist you because I don't have anything to log in or anything to cancel because I'm not able to, it's not showing you in our system.
Hmm. Well, it shows on February 7th, 2022. Huh. Oh, this is crazy.
Yes, ma'am. What I would suggest, though, is contacting your bank. They may be able to assist you with the charges since you did call the phone number and an account wasn't pulled up.
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to look to see if there's another one just like this one because... it better not be. But it was for $54.97. Amazing value. +855-457-3111. Huh. Oh, boy. You know, somebody used my husband's card and took a vacation in Bakersfield, of all places, and stayed in a hotel every night. And we have no idea how anyone got our credit card number because my husband doesn't just put his out there, you know, for anything. But... so what kind of items do you sell?
So I'm just a third-party call center. I work for multiple different companies. They sell products like facial creams, male enhancements, different gadgets, keto pills, and things like that.
Now that sounds familiar. Keto. Huh. And you did not find my card or my goodness. Okay. I don't know what else to do, but I'm out $54.97. So, and that's strange that you have no idea what it is. Did I dial the right number?
Yes, ma'am, you have the right number. It's just I'm not able to find anything matching your information. I'm not saying that you have the wrong number. It's just I don't see anything matching information. Yes, ma'am, that's why I ran the zip code. I don't see anything in that area at all.
Well, this is crazy. All it says on here, amazing value.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know that it was amazing. It's $54.97 of my money. And I just don't understand why you can't find it. If it's being charged to my account and I called your number because that's what's on my bank account, but you have no idea. Now, about the keto pills, seems like I had purchased something like that. At one time. Oh, I don't know. I was suckered into buying Nature Fresh air purifier, which ended up being a bag that had bamboo in it. And it's crazy, it doesn't do anything. And they got me for $71 on that one.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize about that, ma'am. I did try to assist and help with finding that account, but without an account pulled up, I won't be able to cancel any subscriptions. I would go ahead and contact your bank. They may be able to get that settled for you.
Now, here's another one. Oh, my God. Amazing value, and it says 855-457-311. Is that your number?
Yes, ma'am.
But you have no idea of what amazing value it was.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'll call back at a different time and talk to somebody else. Maybe they can find it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.